Nordhaus Dunes, The Tale of Two Sticks. I get out of the car and pulled out my backpack. Hearing gravel beneath my feet made me very happy. This was my first visit to the Nuremberg Road end of Nordhaus Dunes, and there were other hikers there. For one, I remember the lumberjacks, or that mess with the best dialect the rest club of bearded real men, and a young lad with a broken heart, whose movement bespoke, "Ain't my first rodeo." Everyone suddenly stopped doing what they were doing and eyed my cool survival belt that I built up the same morning by putting on multiple colorful fanny packs with all kinds of cool stuff inside them. I had a little iPod with a cool poem about growing up, and though I lost it there, it probably made some finder keeper cry. I mean, it was a really nice audio poem, one of the first I ever recorded, and it was about learning, growing up, and celebrating life. I had matches in there, all kinds of knife sharpeners and doodads, and of course, lots and lots of candy. As the pro-hikers stopped staring at my cool gear, I went over to the information board to study it in great detail. I've read everything about the rules and bears and promptly forgot it all. I could have gotten in real trouble, maybe even received a ticket, as later on I took my bike to the trails, and that is a huge no-no. Thankfully, everyone who saw that left me alone. I discovered brushes for boots to brush off foreign seeds as not to introduce any new species to the local ecosystem. And I carefully cleaned my jogging shoes, stepping into all the seeds that other hikers left behind. My jogging shoes have already begun filling up with the ancient dune sand, as they had little netted windows that created a fun breeze when I was walking. My first rule of adventure is to stop at all the antique stores, no exceptions. But my second rule is to find the two sticks needed for survival in the hard bush. A walking stick, or more accurately, what was once a small tree, and now can stop both a brown bear and a couple of hillbillies named Cletus coming at you, and the sausage stick, which is even more important and harder to find, as it needs to be both sturdy and pointy, quite the oxymoron in the woods. The two together make a nice walking stick combo, and I was lucky to find them before getting to the big hill, because back then, it was quite a climb for me, and I needed to take my break halfway. I had my programming diagrams with me, so that worked out rather nicely. I was about a quarter way to the Lake Michigan shore when I noticed a white spot far behind distant trees. I walked off the trail and began making my way through the bush, thinking it was a dune that would surely yield the lake that much sooner. After 5 minutes of bushwhacking and collecting all the spiderwebs, I needed more rest, and I was shocked to discover a compass, as I was pretty much lost. The bright spot just turned out to be some well-lit leaves in the distance, and there was nothing there but more and more trees and bright spots. 15 minutes later, after I managed to collect all the spiderwebs in the area, the bush pooped me out back on the earlier section of the trail. This actually happened. I thought I discovered a shortcut. A Bill Bryson lookalike was chugging along the trail, noticed me come out the side, and eyed my spiderwebs with a curious expression. "I got lost," I explained. He did not say a word, thinking that I was dangerously special. There was a couple of forks, and knowing that Lake Michigan was on the left, I just turned left both times, remembering that old miner rule. But now, after all this time bushwhacking, and probably a couple of spider bites, I wondered how would that prevent someone from just going in a freaking circle? Huh. At which point, I came down a tall and narrow passage just to be hit by the sunlight. And I mean, it was like a punch in the face. Not since my birth did I experience such a surprise. The woods simply abruptly ended, and I was now blinking in the middle of a sunny desert. My third rule of adventure is to find a camping site with easy access to firewood. Oh, you'll never regret that one. Every camping spot at Nordhaus Dunes is supremely beautiful, but the one I found had a fallen tree trunk that was dragged into the opening and used as a group seat. Perfect! I clambered up the dune and plopped on it, upon a quick check for bugs, of course. I took out my saw as I sat there and started mindlessly sawing a jagged chunk, knowing that I had a week's worth of wood right under my butt. Moments later, I had my tent up, anti-mosquito stick incense smoking like chimneys, and enough bits of wood in my fire ring for dinner. I waited for the sunset for a long time, and it was perfect. You could almost feel the edge of the universe right behind it. And I am a man of culture, yes, so I bring two tents. Not once have I ever been filthy in the woods. But those who are stopped by the idea of going to the bathroom in the woods and don't like dragging a second tent should know that twilight has just enough light to bring both privacy and safety as you can see trouble coming from far away. I stuck my walking stick into a hole some distance away from camp and hung my lantern on it. The lantern would keep all the active bugs and moths and spiders away, enchanting them with the bright LED light. With my fire halfway through a heavy chunk of a stump, I began sharpening my other stick. You want a nice, thin, long stretch, just about the length of the evening sausage. I made some cuts to drain the fat and let the sausage roast for a goody long while. The stars were out by the time I finished, which brings us to the fourth rule of adventure. Unless you are staying up late, as I was, to take in my first night, do not fight the night with a flashlight, not even a fire. Have your dinner before it gets dark, and as the light or twilight fades, get ready to go inside your tent and prepare for sleep. You fall asleep in the woods by listening to narrated adventure books, especially early on when every rustle causes concern. And then aim to wake up when the sun starts coming out. Synchronize with the day and night. Don't fight them. No sunrise should ever go to waste. At Nordhaus, it will be chilly in the morning, but animals will come out to drink from the lake, and it is quite a sight to behold. And you will have to climb the dunes, which is a little adventure, and then search for a break in the trees to get warmed up. You may discover skylands, areas atop the dune that are just simply open to all the skies. They make for some awesome camping spots. Warming up in the morning sun is a good time to plan for breakfast and find some branches for the breakfast fire. Epilogue. The Bryson lookalike would later cross paths with me as I was carrying both my backpacks to the car. I must have looked as bearded as the lumberjacks and as mighty as Conan himself. I had my thick walking stick across my back and both my packs, bedroom and bathroom, hung on each end. And before my adventure was up, I found that the boy with the shattered heart was back in one piece. He stayed for over a month. And when we crossed paths at the narrow ledge of a dune on the Arrowhead Trail, he said, "Dude," he previously assumed that I wasn't going to stay very long. To which I replied, after driving my stick into the path, "Doll shall pass." It turned out that I wasn't the huge pussy that everyone assumed I was, and that the only people who left early, wouldn't you know it, were the bearded ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, please go camping and stay as long as you can. We are all too good at bottling up stress and overworking ourselves into an early grave. You won't know how bad you have it until after more than 2 weeks of camping. Go. Go out there and reconnect with nature, so that you may fall asleep when it gets dark and wake up in the morning as the sun rises. It will help you regain your strength. It will clear your mind and bring a spirit of adventure into your life.